This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoors Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Mickey broke the record at Cap Benny's on oysters, about however many you can eat.
Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 40 years, and along with winning numerous national and local tournaments, Captain Mickey was recently inducted into the Saltwater Legends Hall of Fame.
The reason I broke the record is I don't think I had enough money in my pocket to pay for all of them. Because if you break the record, everybody with you eats free.
Now here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace. All right, our sponsors today, the Belleville Meat Market, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, Angler U, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, it's 69 down on the island this morning. In Galveston today, it looks like we're going to have some clearing with gusty winds developing this afternoon with a high of 77. West winds are going to be cranking up pretty good, though, folks. West at 20 to 30 with higher wind gusts possible. Just good old crazy Texas weather in the spring. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 58. A little cooler. Winds northwest at 10 to 20. And then for tomorrow, mainly sunny skies with a high of 72. And north-northwest winds 10 to 15. So it's sizing up to be a beautiful Sunday tomorrow and Monday, too. So if you can get out and enjoy it, please do. You're welcome to do it. We don't care. Have fun. All right, looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have a high coming up at 5:54 a.m. It's a 1.1. Then a low at 11:56 a.m., an 0.5. A high at 5:47 p.m., a 1.0. And a low tonight at 11:56 p.m., an 0.3. 7:28 a.m. is sunrise, 7:28 p.m. sunset. You don't see that but a few times a year, exactly 12 hours apart. And our moon phase is full, our second night of a full moon. All right, looking at current conditions right now, looks like there's a south wind at 5 at the North Jetty in Galveston. Then at San Luis Pass, we have a south wind at 7. Eagle Point, it's southwest at 8. And up at Morgan's Point, it's just calm. It's 1 mile per hour. A few other spots around Trinity Bay, 3 miles an hour out of the south. The old rollover site, 5 miles per hour out of the south, southeast. So winds are light ahead of this front, but once it gets here, it will blow. So looking at radar, there's some pretty nasty weather up north of us. College Station area is getting hammered really, really big time right now. A listener of the show, Jeff, good friend and listener, he texted me a not a very good text, big chunks of hail coming down, a lot of wind, rain, and definitely roofs are going to be destroyed and vehicles damaged, so that's not good to hear at 4 o'clock in the morning. Well, anyway, let's go over to Sabine Lake in the Golden Triangle area and check in with our good friend Captain Bill Watkins. And let's strike up a good conversation. Bill, what's up, man?
Hey, man. You know, it's It's been so windy here lately, every time I've gone off the water. And, I feel like a flag, you know, the one that's standing straight up.
Right.
Oh, my God. It gusted over 30 yesterday.
Remember those cartoons when we were kids when they'd, that one guy would be taking a bath and he'd run the wash rag in one ear and out the other, cleaning his ears? That's kind of like what this wind does. It feels like it blows right through your head, man.
That's kind of how I feel about it, especially wearing my hearing aids. Oh, my goodness.
We need to make cartoons great again, you know, like the old days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Sometimes I'll see a good one, you know, like an old one, a Roadrunner or something, come up, and I got to stop and watch it. The kid in me. Those were classic days. But a lot of those cartoons are too violent for nowadays.
Oh, my goodness, yes. We run away and stick our head in the sand instead of dealing with issues.
You know that actually a coyote can run faster than a roadrunner, but not in that cartoon he couldn't. Never
well,
caught him.
He might not be able to turn, and the roadrunner can fly a little bit.
I guess.
But I think they do catch them every once in a while.
I'm pretty sure of that.
Sure.
What's on your agenda today? Are you going to try and fish ahead of this weather or what?
Oh, yes.
You are?
I'm on my way down there. Those boys come from a long way, and we're going to give it a go. I said, it's iffy, boys.
At best.
It's definitely iffy. Yeah, but, I mean, you know, we had a full moon yesterday, right there at a full moon.
Yeah, we're on our second one tonight. That's two in a row.
And the fish responded just like they're supposed to. And in Lake Mudhole.
Your water's still pretty stirred up?
Yeah, it's still dirty, but a little better. You can see down about 3 or 4 inches.
Oh, man. It's like coffee. Yeah.
Well, like coffee with cream in it, kind of.
Yeah.
But there's a patch here of little bit clearer water, maybe 6-inch visibility, but these fish over here, they have to eat. And if you get your timing right and get, you know, heck, we probably caught 70 trout yesterday.
My gosh.
And we were on the Louisiana side, I had 3 guys who wound up keeping 41, could have got the other 4.
Yeah.
They just decided, hey, that's enough fish.
Yeah, that's a lot. For these days, back in the day, that wasn't much to it, but nowadays, that's a lot.
Yeah, I think Louisiana's limit ought to be 10 apiece, but, you know, they don't ask me. I think that would be just plenty.
Well, we're over here in Texas catching 3, man.
Uh-huh. And so far, I'm not seeing any difference in the size of the fish over there as I am.
You're a good barometer for that because, you know, you got a border lake and with way more liberal limits on one side than the other, and you're not seeing much difference in the size of the fish or the populations.
Well, one of my guy friends went out yesterday and he fished down in the ship channel and caught I think about 30 redfish, and a lot of them were 18 and a half to 19.
Well.
And he said, if I'd have been doing Louisiana limits, I could have whacked them and stacked them, but they just
Well, Louisiana moved their minimum slot size up to 18 inches from 16, right?
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
And right now there's a lot of 17s and 32s out there.
Oh.
The little 17ers have to grow a couple of months, and I'll be able to keep them. you know.
It'll be Saturday night 18-inch grillers.
Yeah, 18-inch redfish is a really tasty little fish.
14s are better. Remember when we were kids, you could keep a 14-inch red, man, and fillet it like a croaker.
Oh, yeah.
Those are really good.
They're good to fry.
Yes, sir.
They're little chicken fryers, yeah. Yeah, and for the longest time, we could keep one 16. But last May, they changed that. They went into that 18-inch rule. And not letting you keep one oversized, I don't understand what their reasoning is on that. You know, there's a lot of big old redfish out there.
Well, their counts were getting down, according to them, you know, their counts, and they wanted those mature fish to be able to spawn more.
Yeah, I guess. You know, we did lose some upper slot reds, bigger reds, you know. I don't know what happened to them, but I can see their thing.
They grew up. They're all 32s now. Just wait. They'll all be 38 to 42s before you know it, like we have over here. We got a ton of those size. Man.
Yeah, we hooked a couple the other day that were 35, 36.
Bruisers.
Bruisers. Matter of fact,
they are on trout tackle. That's a fight.
Yeah, I told you. I know. I cast out there Wednesday morning, and first cast, I was demonstrating how to fish, and a 32-inch red slammed that thing.
And, see here, folks. There's nothing to it.
Yeah, and that's just how I played it. This is nothing. Oh man, boy, they were excited.
Just get it out there, folks.
But yesterday we only caught one 17.5-inch redfish, and that was it. And not one flounder. We had one on and it jumped off.
Right.
Not like a dinner plate, but the trout, boy, they were the story. Oh my goodness. They were swarming in 2.5 foot of water.
That's where they're supposed to be.
Right now, 68
right
degree
now,
water temperature.
Yeah, with the water temp the way it is in time of year, man, that's shallow is it. What was your size range on those trout on average, you'd say?
They were 13.5 up to 17.
Yeah.
Might have had 118. They were a little bit small yesterday, but but like I say, we threw a bunch back. So I think, but you're kind of at the mercy of whatever size fish are in the school. You know, a month ago I caught some that were 18 to 21s, you know, and I think those are out there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't know where they are. But yesterday it was a 13.5 up to 17.
Right.
Pretty good many Texas keepers, but that's just the way it is. Got to live with it. But everybody had a great time. I had two young men about 19, 21, and those young men could sling a lure. And the dad stood behind me on the back deck, and them two boys just whacked them. they were good at what they were doing. So it's hopefully I could get in ahead of that bigger wind today, because it was a little bit south by southwest yesterday. It ain't gonna hurt the watercolor or anything.
Yeah, it was kind of wagging around. It was trying to stay due south, but it'd get a little west in it at times. If you like west, this afternoon will be your day. Today and tomorrow,
and
northwest winds.
And tomorrow canceled. I just said no.
They're calling for it to kind of lay on down, like northwest 10 to 15. So. No, that's along the coast. That's doable. Except for the high pressure settling in, you know, that kind of, that'll probably affect them a little bit.
Yeah, 10 to 15, I'd add them together, and that's probably what we'll get.
There you go. All right, let me add this break in here, and I'll be right back at you, bud.
All right.
Hang on. No better place to shop than the Belleville Meat Market. What a great place for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, not to mention all their great barbecue, their processing facility. Everything's right there together, and you just can't believe, you know, the quality and the service that you get from the Belleville Meat Market. Check out their smoked sausage samples. They're available daily in the store with a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. That's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with pecan smoked pulled pork, homemade hot dogs. They have bulk pricing available on fresh ground beef and all of their pecan smoked sausage. And check out their bone-in center-cut pork chops, $2.99 a pound with a limit of 10 pounds per customer. And along with their wild game processing facility, check out that new sausage recipe they have available. It's really good. You got to try it. While you're at it, get you some deer tamales, venison hot dogs. Your family will love that you did. The Belleville celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 418 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bill, we are back, my friend.
Well, I'm back here with you.
What are a lot of those redfish coming off of, you know, off the lower channel down there? Were they coming off a shell on ledges and drop-offs or what?
Points that jut out into the channel. And,
right.
You know, sand, shell mix. And on some areas that's... you know, you have a 90-degree corner with a mud shell bed, live oysters, actually, in there. And, you know, they'll run in 6 to 7 foot of water. And you know, there's shell bars that have little bitty points jutting out into the channel real close to the deep water. And they'll come up there and feed and run the bait fish up on the shallow water and out actually on the shell. And I've seen them run up there with their backs out of the water like killer whales catching seals. Mm-hmm. It's the most amazing thing you'd ever want to see. they'll flop back in the water. I mean, they'll actually beach themselves and then roll back around and flop and get back into the channel. And the water doesn't have to be really clear for them to do that. I mean, it can be, you know, coffee with cream, and they'll be there. And they can track down a lure in that dirty water. Let me tell you what. And I've come to realize that trout can, too. God made them so good that they can eat anytime they need to, in dirty water or clear water. So I'm convinced they're all going to survive somehow. And they can track a little pogie that's a half inch long, and somehow by vibration or whatever, they can track him down and catch him.
Smell and sound.
Yeah, smell and sound and vibration. And I mean, when you make a long haymaker cast out there downwind, you know, in a 35 mile an hour wind, and that lure lands in the water and the trout is instantly on it before you can get the reel engaged, that's talent right there. And that happened yesterday several times. And they were not nibbling at that bait yesterday. They were taking it, you know, pretty deep. They were just taking it and going.
Typical full moon forage bite. Isn't that so strange up here? We do so well the week before the full moon and during the first couple of them. And a little bit onto the backside, and it's like these fish are really moving around and just foraging up. And then down south, yeah, a full moon just crushes those guys down there, you know.
That's
Isn't that strange?
Funny. Maybe they think it crushes them. Maybe
I don't
they're
know.
Not fishing right.
I don't know.
I don't either, but you know, fish will eat lures down there, and the water's prettier.
Well, I can assure you, I'd rather fish on a full moon or just before it up here than a dark moon. Sometimes we get into pretty stale fishing during a dark moon. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
the nature of the beast.
I'm not real sure I understand all that I understand about it.
Well, that's the problem, is if we try to textbook it and get too technical with all the scientific end of it, that's more detrimental to me than anything else. Hey, we're going fishing anyway, so what does it matter? You're going. You just make the most of what you got to work with. Just do your thing.
Worst thing you can do is paralysis by analysis.
There's the word I was looking for, and believe me, there's a lot of that going on.
Oh, God.
That's just not right out here today. The wind's out of the wrong direction. Barometer's too high. Tide's not moving. I mean, there's so many things that come into play. They're good excuses. They sound good.
Yeah, they do sound good. But
if you
totally
you're a negative Nelly, you're probably not going to catch any fish. That's just the way it works.
Yeah.
You got to want to catch them and know you're going to catch them to catch them. You got to go for it.
You're not going to catch them. You're not going to catch them before you even get to the lake.
Well, a lot of people are defeated before they ever get there.
That's true. Yeah. People ask me all the time, what's the best time of year to go fishing?
I know.
I say whenever the weather's nice.
Yeah.
whenever the weather's nice. Don't try to figure on tide movement. You need to be able to catch fish whichever the tide's going.
If I had to pick two months out of the whole year, if the weather's right, like you said, June and December are my two favorite months, if I had to pick two.
Yeah. I guess May, June, October, November here. But that's just because stability of the weather.
Yeah.
You know, and I can catch fish every day in August, no matter how hot it gets.
I know, it's just so dang hot.
Yeah, there you go.
Hit them early, get in early, get out of there.
Barring a hurricane, you've got stable weather every day.
Sure.
And I tell people what matters is wind speed and direction. That's the whole game. You know, if you've got northwest wind blowing 25, you're going to have to hide in the bows. You know, you're going to have to get against the lee shoreline somewhere. And you just can't fish in that rough water. So you just got to plan on the wind direction. Right now, all of my fish are down on the south end of the lake. And if I need a southwest, a south, or a southeast, or an east. And in some cases, I can run a northeast. But if it's northwest, like tomorrow, I'm going to chicken out. they can move over to the following Sunday, so I'm going to do that. You know, it's just it's all about wind speed and direction. That's the most important factors that we have to face. It just depends on where the fish are. If they're up in the northeast end of the lake, you can go up there in a pretty stout northeast wind and catch them.
Yeah, if you can control all this fresh water we've been getting for years and years now.
That's
what kills me in my bay up there. I mean, I've got a perfect setup for northeast wind.
Oh, yeah.
But it's always just it's catfish pond water, man, most of the time. it's irritating, you know, because that's been a go-to for yourself for all these years. I mean, hey, blows northeast at 30. Hey, I'll see y'all tomorrow. I'm going to go get them.
Yeah.
Not anymore. You can't can't depend on it. Water-wise, water's always messed up, fresh, even, fresh and dirty.
Even last fall, I got them up there about three or four times, and then we had a little bit of fresh water come down, and it flushed them right back out into the lake.
There we go again.
Had to move halfway down the lake.
I know it.
You know, they want to be up there in the northeast corner on in the fall. That's where they want to be because the shrimp.
Because that's where they were born. It's where they were hatched.
Yes.
They always return to the scene of the crime.
I'm convinced of that.
Just like a criminal. And that's where all the bait comes from. You know, that's where you get all your.
Right.
In the fall, all the shrimp and shad, everything dumping out of the marsh, baby crabs, all of that. It just, it's an attractant. These fish can smell that bait on these tide change, you know, episodes. I mean, if you got an outgoing tide and there's just tons of bait in a northern end of a system, I mean, that smells in the water to them, and they're gonna follow that smell, just like chumming.
Oh yeah,
throw chum out, they'll smell it. They're coming to it.
Yeah, those fish bit yesterday. They started out. It was high tide,
mm-hmm.
and it was just standing. And we caught five or six, and then finally, after about 45 minutes, the tide started out.
Uh-oh,
I said, okay, now it's time to go to work, boys. And sure enough, you know, they were at all the ports, corners, drains, you know, just where you want them to be.
Awesome.
And all we had to do was cruise around and find those sweet spots.
That'll hunt. So, all right, Bill. Well, hey, man. Good luck with the weather today.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, the wind's down now, and you got you a window before that front comes. I know a lot of the bad weather ahead of that front was up around College Station a few minutes ago, so it's slowly drifting this way, but that wind switch will be with it.
Yeah, and it will, but, you know, maybe we can get out there and get a little bit done, and then after the sun comes out, we can. It's going to be a long day today. I'm just figuring.
Sure thing. Well, go get them. Do your thing, brother. Throw them out a number. Somebody wants to call you about coming over to Sabine and fishing with you.
409-673-9211.
Bill, always a pleasure. You have a good weekend, man.
Thanks, sir.
See you, bud. Later. All right. If you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. With a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery, there's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today, and if you're looking for that hard-to-find item and can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team has over 100 years of combined experience, and they're here to support you from start to finish. Whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction, Allied has you covered. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. That's 281-332-6224. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 434 here in the Bayou City. All right. Let's run up to Conroe. Let's check in with our old buddy captain or some kind of captain up there. He catches everything. Fish captain, the fish dude, Richard Tosh. What's up, Richard?
Not a lot, Mickey. How you doing this morning?
Oh, man, just going with it.
I heard that. I'll tell you what, there's a bunch of dang lightning popping up this way right now.
Yeah, north of you. Man, I was talking to Jeff or texting earlier with him before I went on air, and, man, he was getting slammed up there in College Station, getting nuked.
It looked like it. I mean, over that way, them lightning bolts were steady popping over that direction. I was looking at my weather app before I even left the house going, dang it, I don't know where this stuff's going or anything like that, but it looks like it's kind of moving to the northeast, so it's not going to be too bad.
Yeah, it's sliding more east that way, so, man, it's a crapshoot to see whether we get any of it. I know Galveston's not calling for hardly any precipitation, so.
Well, as long as it stays away this morning, I'm happy. It don't hurt my feelings at all, I promise you. I'm wanting to go fishing, but I tell you what, man. yesterday, that danged old bass was doing good. I tell you.
Yeah, I saw that. Would you fish for bass in the afternoon?
Yes. And I mean, them rascals. Now we didn't have any real big ones, but I'll tell you what, those rascals were hungry yesterday. I mean, it was crazy. We caught dang many of them, and just throwing that. Pretty much a variety of baits. You know, we caught some wacky worm fishing with that bass assassin tap out. We used the shad assassin.
Yeah.
Yep. Used the shad assassin. You name it. We caught them on like everything you can think of. Even cool. I had that youngster in there. He brought a glide bait with him. So he chunked it out there and caught one too. And it's like, I've been wanting to get into bait. That. Yeah, I've been wanting to get into that kind of fishing. I ain't quite got there yet. I mean, it's one of those
man, I want to try them in saltwater, but they're so darn expensive. I'm afraid I'll break it off on shell, or either a big redfish will take it away from me, man.
I know. I mean, that's the thing. When you start talking, I was looking at some at the fishing show, and man, $160 all the way up to $800 for them. I mean, it's like good night. I mean,
hey, when you break $800. One off, you look over at your buddy and he looks back at you and says, "How much did that one cost?"
Exactly. I mean, when you're dropping $800 on a bait, it's like, I don't want to throw that thing. You know, there ain't no doubt.
There's too many good baits to catch fish on than to be throwing $800 baits just to catch a fish, man. Good Lord.
I know. That's just crazy. But it's it's one of those things. It's, you know, it's kind of one of the newer crazes out there anyway. You know, it's been going on for several years, but you know, it's just one of those where it's kind of like jig fishing. You just got to get it, pick it up and chunk it.
Yeah.
You know, and don't set it down, you know, and that's the thing. Cause you know, that's what I used to tell people all the time when I was fishing them tournaments at Raven and stuff, you pick up a jig, you chuck it all day long because you're looking for five bites. Normally those five bites are going to be good fish on them, so that's why you chuck it. And same way with those glide baits and stuff, you're looking for five bites, and usually they're quality bites too. So that's, you know, that's the thing about it. And yeah, you know, it's just one of those things I've not gotten into yet. But right now with everything that's going on Conroe, I mean, they're hitting everything you want to throw at them, pretty much. Because I've been catching them on spinner baits and stuff, and lily pads, things like that. You know, and there's, you know, a lot of people think there's only just a couple of groups of lily pads out there. There's a whole bunch of lily pads on Conroe. You just got to look for them. That's the thing. So
pad fishing. I used to like working them lizards and worms across them pads, man. Reel them over there and then drop them off in an open spot and just hold on, waiting for the thump, baby.
I guarantee you. Well, like yesterday, we caught several of them on the beds, you know, just dropping. We dropped that fat job, which is like a Senko, dropped it on them beds, and we was catching them. And that's, you know, it was just a blast because everything we did, we caught fish. I mean, it didn't matter. We just caught them. I mean,
well, that ought to be good news for the tournament anglers today, huh?
Yes, it ought to be good. You know, just hopefully they run into some bigger ones, because everybody I've been talking to, or, you know, a couple of guys I talked to yesterday said they were having a hard time finding the bigger fish, too, because I think they got a Bass Nation tournament going on.
Yeah, Tommy's going to be up there today fishing. Bless his heart. He's sick as a dog when I talked to him yesterday morning.
Oh, heck. I saw him last week up here, talked to him little bit up here, so it was
he's a good old boy.
Oh yeah, there ain't no doubt, you know. So, you know, I can't remember what that was. I was fishing last weekend up here, but
that was that big bass deal.
Is that what it was? No, it was after that big bass. Because
that big bass was 2 weeks ago. That's right.
Yeah, because I was telling him, I saw you got you a check in it. So he said he only got one, but that's all right. He got the right one. That's the main thing. So, you know, as long as you win an hour, you're getting the right check out of it. So that's a good thing. But he had something else going on last weekend. I just don't remember what it was. But, I mean, that's the thing. So many tournaments out there now, it's just you get out there. Oh, it was a Lake Houston Bass Club.
That's right, because John, I just thought of that. John Littleton was over there.
You're right, So, yeah. So that was the thing, you know. It was As a matter of fact, that I didn't talk to Tommy. I talked to John. That's who it was. I talked to John up there.
Yeah.
It was. I get my dang weekends mixed up anyway. Most of the time I don't even know when it's a weekend. So
I don't know how you keep it all together in your brain. All the stuff you got going on, fishing twice a day. Just running and gunning.
It's all living off a calendar. That's what it amounts to. Because I guarantee you, CRS is a real thing. You know, that's one of them things. If I didn't have that calendar, I couldn't remember nothing. So that's the thing. So
yeah, the first phase of old timers.
You know it. Well, you know, like I say, I'm usually so busy, especially this time of year, that if I didn't have my calendar in front of me, I couldn't tell you what I'm doing. I mean, it's just one of those things. And plus, I always stay so focused on the fishing anyway. So that's the biggest thing, is trying to stay on top of all the fish is a little bit more difficult than what people think, you know, because, you know, when you go bass fishing, then catfishing, then hybrid fishing, just trying to figure out everything and stay on top of all of them. You know, that's like the hybrids. You know, what they've been doing lately is just crazy. They're moving better in the afternoons than they are in the morning. And I know it's going to change, but right now, the afternoon bite is better for hybrids than the morning bite. The morning bite, I'm having a hard time just pinpointing them, but in the afternoon, boom, they're out in the river channel. They're running up and down. I mean, and big schools of them, you know, schools of hundreds of them swimming around out there. And they're just doing better in the afternoon. And it's just a weird thing. They don't normally do that this time of year, but they're doing it. So you just have to adapt and just kind of keep chasing them down. And like I say, it ain't going to be long. They'll move back into their regular patterns where, you know, I can catch them all day long. In the mornings, they'll do one thing. In the afternoons, they do another. And then, you know, it's not long off. We're going to be looking at the shad spawn, too. So that's, you know, that's going to be another phase of everything. But typically, you know, that doesn't happen till right around Easter. But, you know, this year we got, I mean, dang, we almost had 90-degree temperatures the other day. So, and then high 80s yesterday, so it's like, good night. I mean, these rascals they're getting confused just like we are. It's going straight from winter into summer. There ain't no doubt. I mean,
that second Arctic blast we got behind the first one, that kind of messed things up for a while, and now it's getting warm, and these fish, they feel it, they know it.
It does, and there, you know, there ain't no doubt. Just like with those bass, I mean, those rascals moved out to where they were. You know, they were close to the bank, but they were close to those deep channel ledges too, because that way they knew they could drop back out and then move back up with ease, instead of, you know, being on a big flat like they normally would get on. You know, they'll do that. You know, a lot of times they'll be on a flat, and, you know, like that's kind of what we were doing yesterday, flat fishing more than anything. But with all that cold weather, they were hanging closer to those deeper ledges. That way they could, you know, move in and out at will, you know. And when I say deeper ledges, it may only be a 2 to 3 foot drop, but they would be right there so they can drop down and get away from that colder stuff that was happening in the shallower water, you know, it's 8 inches of water and less type stuff. Because it's, you know, when it gets cold, in that shallow water, they get dropped back out to that deep because it's more of a consistent temperature out there, deeper. So, you know, that's
you know, one thing I've noticed, you know, talking to you and Billy Mills and Tex and all you guys over all the years, you know, the barometric pressure doesn't seem to affect the fish you know, especially the bass at Conroe like it does other lakes and like it does on the coast for our fish. And,
I've
heard of
giant
sacks coming out of shallow water with a high barometer, you know, up into 30 inches, you know, well above 30 inches. Like now this morning, you got a low barometer, buddy. It's like 29.45.
They ought to be biting good, you know, and that's one of the things about it, Mickey, is what I've noticed over the years is like with hybrid fishing, for example, whenever you get a high barometer, they move shallower. It's, you know, and that's, I tell people all the time, think about the barometer, it's compressing the earth. Well, we can't feel it because we live in air, but in the water, it's compressing those fish and it makes them feel like they're full. Well, the way they adapt is they move shallower, so it takes that pressure off of them. So they, you know, instead of being down in 20 foot of water, they'll move up to 15. So they
see in salt water. I go just the opposite: low barometer shallow fishing and high barometer deep water fishing.
Yeah, I mean, then
because you can feel it when you're wading, especially when you have waders on. You got a real high barometer. It just, man, you can feel it. You know, the pressure against your legs, your waders rattling up, you know.
That's exactly right. And that's, you know, that's what people don't feel just walking around in the atmosphere, right? So, but in that water,
buddy,
you can tell them. All right, Mickey.
I'm already out of time, man. We need to plan better. All right, throw them out.
I know. All right, Mickey. Anyone can get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Tubes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishtubetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishtubetx.com.
One thing about it, Richard, when you and I talk, we're never lost for words, buddy.
Oh, absolutely not, brother. We got too much to talk about.
All right. Go jerk some jaws on some bass this morning. See you, man.
There you go. All right, Mickey. Later. Y'all have fun.
Bye. All right. From jaw jacking to jaw jerking. All right, let's run down to Matagorda and check in with Charlie P. this morning. Good morning, Mr. Paradosky. What's up?
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, not a lot, man. What are you up to today?
I'm going to fight the elements. I didn't fish yesterday. I don't like fishing when you have those eclipses and crap. You know, they don't seem to bite too good then. But
I don't know.
I don't know. Some people are catching them and some people aren't. You know, I had a good day Wednesday. Caught 40 or 50 trout weight fishing. And I went back there the next morning. Couldn't get a bite.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's March. It's the way it is. But,
I mean, when you have that many fish, you think you can go back and catch a few anyway. You know?
I know. There was bait there. That wind, we had a little west in that wind, and the tides came up a little bit and moved them.
Huh.
That's it. So, anyway, that's the way it is. Most people are out there beating up on those drum And we've got an abundance of rat reds everywhere, you know.
Yeah,
18,
Sabine does, too. I was talking to Bill, a buddy of his, just nuked the rat reds yesterday.
Yeah. So, you know, most of these people are, you know, spring breakers, and it doesn't take much to make them happy. So we'll see what happens today.
Easy to entertain. Just get them some bites of some kind.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know. I don't think that weather's going to affect us that much. You know, the wind will come up this afternoon.
It's going to slide more northeast above us, you know, rain factor-wise. Yeah. That west wind ain't. It's coming. It's going to get us.
That's funny how that slide's been like that for 2 years now. You know, most of that bad weather goes right into Louisiana.
Bad news for me, you know, it drops all that water on that Trinity River watershed, and here it comes, you know.
Oh, no.
Always ends up in my backyard.
That is just crazy. All those years, we never even had to worry about that.
It was salty. We were having to go up in the marsh to find the edge of fresh water to catch them, you know?
Yeah. Crazy.
Not anymore.
Times have changed.
Yeah, they have.
Yes, sir.
They call it cycles. I'll be glad when this one's over with.
Yeah. What a cycle.
but it's saving a lot of fish.
That's right. Sure is. Let them grow up a little bit.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm waiting on. I just want to live long enough to get those big herds of big ones, you know, like we used to have. Some big,
yeah, like they got down south now.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
But every dog has their day. You know, we've seen it when it was unbelievable up here, and it was pretty dismal down there. It works both ways.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, when the crowds left here when we had them freezers, I can tell you that. It was funny. Thursday, there were people everywhere fishing, everywhere. And yesterday, wasn't hardly anybody. And Wednesday, there wasn't anybody out there. I mean, you just don't see a boat anywhere. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh. No, I'll take it.
Fishing pressure is a lot lighter the last couple of years than it has been, you know, in the past.
Right.
About the busiest times is, you know, when you have a big tournament come to town. There's a lot of entries. That's when you see a lot of boats leading up to it and during the tournament. But no, it's a little different. I mean, think about it, Charlie. We've been doing this all our lives, and it's tough on us right now. And the average Joe, it's not worth it to him to go out there and spend all that time and money and all that effort for so little.
That's right.
That's changed it a lot. That's probably the reason for not a lot of boat pressure anymore.
Yeah. I'll take it, though. We're still catching fish.
Remember, we used to gripe because there wasn't any place to fish, too many boats.
Yeah.
We'll never be happy. that's fishing.
I don't think so.
Oh, man.
Yep.
What have you been mostly throwing, Bass Assassins or what?
Yeah. Straight-tail Bass Assassins.
Good old rat tails.
Plum Chartreuse, Morning Glory. Same old stuff.
Yeah.
Chicken on a chain.
Right.
I know when we caught them Wednesday, it didn't seem to make any difference what you were throwing. They were just eating.
That's what I've been hearing from everybody. You know, color really didn't matter. Or even bait style. Paddle tail.
Yeah.
Rat tail. Little John. That old sluggo looking tail.
Just a matter of being in the right place at the right time.
Put it in front of them, they'll eat it. Got to be on them to catch them.
There you go.
Whatever you got confidence in, what you're the best at working, that's what you throw.
That's right. That's it in a nutshell.
I like it when you can just take a bait off and just put something off the wall on and throw it out there and catch a fish. That's when you know it's good fishing.
Yeah.
And try everything in the tackle box, and everything works except maybe a bead bait. Remember those bead baits?
Yeah,
looked like a keychain.
Yeah,
I
remember old Maurice. He used to all his baits. He just threw them in one pile in his pocket, and they'd all bleed on each other. And
right,
didn't make any difference. He just caught them all day long on it.
That's it. Didn't matter to him. Hey, when you're good, you're good, brother. And Maurice is good. They don't come much better. That old crony. He's one of them old codgers now. He's something else.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, buddy. Somebody wants to come down and fish with you, Charlie. Give him a number, man.
Cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, Charlie P. You have a good weekend. Catch him up.
Take care, Mickey.
Later. All right. Well, folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. So bring your friends, your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. So your weekend here, it'll be one you won't soon forget. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups up to 40, and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Tell them Captain Mickey sent you.